I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News. Sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has unfortunately confirmed the presence of chronic wasting disease in a wild deer in a northwestern Wisconsin county that borders Minnesota's St. Croix River. I'll tell you which county and what it means for hunting protocol when we return. But first...
Attention value hunters, save on new Black Friday Now deals this week at Fleet Farm. Enjoy 20% off select sizes of our chocolate candies. Get a Food Saver vacuum sealing system for just $69.99. Stay warm and cozy with Mega Warmer 10 packs, two for $10. And stock up on softwood fuel pellets, two bags for only $11. Save big on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR has confirmed the first positive test result for chronic wasting disease in a wild deer in Polk County. That's the northwestern Wisconsin county, right across the St. Croix River from Taylor's Falls, Minnesota. The deer was harvested in the town of Apple River and is within 10 miles of the Barron County border. The detection will cause the following. Polk County will begin a three-year baiting and feeding ban effective December 1st. Barron County will renew the baiting and feeding ban that already is in place. The deer was a hunter-harvested three-year-old doe and is the first confirmed wild deer CWD positive detected in Polk County. The DNR will be hosting a public meeting on the matter on Thursday, November 9th at 5:30 p.m. at the Polk County Government Center in Balsam Lake, Wisconsin. DNR staff will provide information about CWD in Wisconsin, local CWD testing efforts, and disease surveillance options.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News.
Read more at OutdoorNews.com.